Yes. Okay, we are in Simon Tuf Mem Gimel at the beginning, Sif Aleph. Din Chametz Be'er Pesach La'achar Sheish Uvo Gimel Si'ifim. Aleph, Chametz Mishay Shos Ulamala, Biyom Arba Asar, Asar Bahana. Chametz from 6 hours, from the end of 6 hours and on Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan, is Asar Bahana. And that's Midaraisa. And we learn that out, the Gemara learns that out from the Pasuk Lo Sochal Alav Chametz. Do not eat on the Korban Pesach Chametz. And we understand that to mean, don't eat Chametz from when you can bring the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, the Zman of Korban Pesach is Bein Harabayim, is from the afternoon. So as soon as you hit noon, Chametz becomes Aser Min HaTorah. So that's at the end of 6 hours. The Rama adds, "Afilu chemso shel eni Yehudi asa lahanus mi'menu." Even chametz of a guy, you're not allowed. Asa bana, and he says aser lahanus mi'menu. Even the chametz of a guy. So now, once it becomes aser to eat lo sochal alav chametz, Chazal understand lo sochal chametz. That when it's asa b'achila, it's also asa b'hana. So, now even though it's not your chametz, we spent Sunday talking about it having to be your chametz to be over bal yorah bal yimatzeh. We're not talking about bal yorah bal yimatzeh. We're talking about the fact that chametz is be'etzem asa b'hana. Even if it's not your chametz, it's asar b'hana. So that's what he's trying to prove here. Even chametz that's owned by a guy, could be that the chametz that you sold to him, that's sitting in your house behind a mechitza, is asar b'hana. And that is midaraisa. So asar b'hana means it has no value also. V'asur chacham shtei shos kodem. Now, Asr b'achila asr b'hana from the end of the 6 hour, meaning from noon and on, that's midaraisa. The Chacham added in another 2 hours before that, shtei shaos kodem, dahainu midchila shah chamishis, from the beginning of the 5th hour. While when we said shah shishis, that meant at the end of the 6th hour. So that's how we have 2 more hours. All right? So that's approximately, we're going to see, but that's approximately the same time as Sof Zman Tefila, right? The beginning of the 5th hour is approximately the same as the end of the 4th hour. But we're going to see in a bit that that's not exactly true. And that's why it's better to remember it as at the beginning of the 5th hour, and that's probably why they say it in this Lashon. Umiyu kol shah chamishis muta b'hana. However, even though the Chachamim put in an extra 2 hours of a siyag, the first of those 2 hours, that means from the beginning of the 5th hour, the entire 5th hour, it's us ba'achila midrabanan, but still mutar bahana midrabanan. The rashai lemachar le'ena yehudi, and you have the right to sell it to a guy. Since it's not asa bahana, it has value, you can sell it. You're allowed to have enough from it, you're just not allowed to eat it. Afilu harbe biyachad, even if it's a lot of chametz, shavadei lo yochanan kodem pesach, where the guy that you're selling it to is not going to be able to eat all of it before Pesach, that's okay. Even though it looks like, well, yeah, what are you doing here? That's fine. Not only can you sell it to a guy, you can also feed it to your pets. Uvilvad, or animals. Uvilvad she'amud aleihem liro shlo yatznia mimenu. You just have to be careful that they don't hide some of it, put it aside for later, or just leave it over in a place that it'll still be there. You can feed them if they eat all of it. V'ivar ma she'shiru mimenu. You have to get rid of, you have to burn or throw out or flush any chametz that these animals leave over. U'mitchila she'ashisha selamala asaruhu gam b'hana. From the beginning of the 6th hour, still an hour before it's asar min ha'torah ba'achila b'hana, so the Chacham added on that that's also Asar Bahana. So already at the beginning of the 6th hour, you would not be able to sell it. You would not be able to feed it to your animals. In a leap year, where Pesach comes out much later in the year, closer to the summer, so closer to when the days are longer, these 4 hours are shalos mania, so they're longer hours. So it would be a later time on the clock. And you're allowed to eat chametz until a third of the day, meaning after the fourth hour. Rambam Perash Mishnayos, the Yesh Brachas, Reish Brachas, Umari Vayel. Yes. And there are those that say that we don't calculate it as Shos Manios, but instead we go 2 hours, 2 clock hours, 2 hours of 60 minutes before Chatzos. And that's why we say at the beginning of the fifth hour. That would be the true in Sedeshin. Beis. Yisrael Shai Biyadu Chemtso Shel Yisrael Achar B'Pikadam. Not according to the second Shita. According to the second Shita, it wouldn't matter. According to the second Shita, you would still take 2 hours or 60 minutes before Chatzos. A Jew that has in his rishos chametz of another Jew that is deposited by him, even if it's in a way that he has no responsibility for it, right? So we covered that earlier this week, that this Yisrael who's watching over it, that is deposited by, is only over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh if he has some kind of responsibility to pay it back if it were to get stolen. But even if he doesn't have, there's still an inyan of you have to get rid of chametz. If the chametz is not sold to a guy, if there's chametz be'en, you have to get rid of it. So then you wait for this other person whose chametz, this other Jew whose chametz it belongs to, yagvenu ad shah chamishes. You should keep it by you until the beginning of this fifth hour. Or is it the end of this fifth hour? No, the beginning of this fifth hour. V'lo ba balav, and if the balam didn't come, yimkarenu le'en Yehudi, you have an hour to sell it to a guy. Now, the sale that we're talking about means like a real sale, not the kind that we do now. You literally hand it to the guy, here, I'll sell you this stuff for $10. Because you're selling somebody else's stuff, so you have to get a decent amount of money for it, right? These are dinimumenis that we're dealing with now. Right? You're not selling it for him for a token amount. You're selling it to him for as much money as you can get because you're selling somebody else's stuff. Sure, but you don't actually ever get the money. Right? So here, the point that I'm making is that you're selling, I mean, you can also do any kind of mechiras chametz. If that's possible around here, and, you know, the guy who comes to you, well, why didn't you get more money for it? It's like, it wasn't practical, and that's fine. Right? You have to sell it. You try to get as much money as you can for it, you know, in a practical sense. Why? Because you're selling this without the person's knowledge. You're trying to get as good a deal as you can. You're trying to give him a zchus. You're giving him a zchus and selling it because clearly he doesn't want to be over Bal Yirah or Bal Yimatzeh. And it's not going to have any value in a couple of minutes anyway. You know, it's going to be completely worthless. So you're trying to save your friend from losing out on his chametz and also being over on Isur.
And if you were a couple of fries and you had to burn it,
We're getting to all that. We're getting to all of that.
Okay.
All right. So Yimkrena Le'en Yehudi, you should sell it. In that last hour, while you still can, you should sell it, and you have the right to because it's a zechus. Zachem la'adam shelo b'fanav. V'mlo macharo, if you didn't end up selling it, possibly because there wasn't anyone to sell it to, chayav levaro b'zman isiro. Then you actually have to get rid of it, like literally burn it. Even though you're not chayv on the achrayus here, you have a chiv to get rid of this chametz, save this other person from it. Okay, so now what about your responsibility to pay the guy back for it? So if you sold it and you sold it for, you know, whatever you could get, so this person has no tainus on you. He should have dealt with it and he didn't. But let's say you were a shomer chinam, and so you were not, or even a shomer socha, you were never makabel to sell it. You took on the achrayas of watching it. You never took on the achrayas of selling it. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. You have to get rid of it. We're looking at Mishnah Berurah Yud Dalet. Even if you didn't accept any shmira on it, you know, you any achrayas at all, not even on pshia. So now you're not going to be over anything on it because you never had any achrayas on it. You still have to get rid of it. That's the point that the mechaber is making. In order that the person who deposited it by you should not be over on Isurim. And because you have Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh L'Zeh, you have a chiyuv to do that. The gra holds that you have a chiyuv min haTorah to get rid of the chametz, even if it's not yours, since you can control it. Like it's something like, also because of Arayim, it's something that you have to do, and it's in your house, and it belongs to a Jew. You have even a chiyuv d'oraisa to get, you know, to destroy it. So there's a question: so how much do you have to pay back afterwards? And that depends. Since you have a chiyuv to do these things, if you did everything that you're supposed to, you're not chayiv. The question is, though, let's look in Yud Beis, Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis. Among Avram holds that if you could have sold it in that fifth hour or up till the fifth hour, and you were lazy and you didn't sell it, now in the sixth hour, you had to actually burn it, so then you have to pay him back. Even if you're only a Shomer Chinam, because that would be considered Pshia. And a Shomer Chinam is Chayav on Pshia. Because you should have done something. The Chok Yaakov argues on that. If he's a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. Most Achronim agree, we're looking at the Mishnah Berurah, that you're Pater. You're not required to pay any of it back because you never accepted the selling of it altogether. So how can we claim that you were a Poshea for not having sold it when you were never Makabel to sell it? Any Shomer is not Makabel to do the sale. And I think that's how we pass him. Gimel. Emkanu shum davar b'chametz acher. Emkanu shum davar b'chametz. Let's say you bought something with your chametz. That is, you did a barter. You traded your chametz after achar sheish shos, after 6 hours, where it's now asabana midoraisa. Now you traded it to somebody else. Now it's asabana, right? It doesn't have any value. You can't sell it. You can't really do anything with it. But you went to a guy, he doesn't know, and he gave you this other chayfetz. So now, while it's not, you shouldn't really have sold it, you don't really own anything about it, but you did. So now the question comes up, mutar, what about this other thing that you bought? Is that also asabana? Right? Because you're trading something which is asabana for something else. There's a havamina that it would be tofes damav. That would also be a sabana, but the mechaber says no, it's not mutar mipnei shechametz ena tofes damav. Chametz is not one of those things that's tofes damav, as opposed to avodah zarah, which is a sabana. And if you trade an avodah zarah for something else, that other thing would be a sabana. If you trade perish shvius, so that's also tofes damav, and that also has kedusha shvius in the item that you traded it for. But by chametz, we don't say that. That's what he's coming to say. Tuf mem dalet. Din ere pesach shecholios b'shabas uvo chasifim. Aleph. Arba asa shecholios b'shabas. When ere pesach falls out on Shabbos. Now, according to the calendar, on Leil Yud Dalet, which is Friday night, you should really be doing the bedika. And then Shabbos morning, you dalit in the morning, you should be destroying it. Right? That should all be happening on Shabbos. But we don't do that. Instead, bodkin leil shlosha asar. Instead, we do the bedika on the night of the 13th, which is Thursday night. Umavarim l'kol lefnei Shabbos, and we do the beer on Friday. Umisharin mizon shtei sudas. You leave two meals worth of chametz, two challahs, whatever, four challahs, three challahs, whatever. Enough for to have two meals with challah. L'tzorach haShabbos. The Sudah Shlisha is Mana Achar Mincha, because the third meal that you're required to eat on Shabbos, that is usually after Mincha. That this time for that is after Mincha. Vaz en yachal asos lo b'matzav lo mechametz. And you can't have a meal with either chametz or with matzah after noon on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. Elo b'matzah ashira. The only thing you can make it on is matzah ashira, what we call egg matzahs. We're going to see details. We actually do egg matzahs these days. V'tzorach la'asos kodem shah asiris. And in addition to not being able to use chametz or matzah for the Sudah Shlishis, you also have to make it before the 10th hour of the day, which would be what, 4 p.m. approximately? Or is this the beginning of the 10th hour, so it would be 3 p.m.? But the point is, you're not allowed to eat any seuda on Erev Pesach, such that you have a te'avon for eating the matzah. So he's just mentioning this agav. He's not actually telling us all the halachas at this point about what to do for shalosh shudas on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. But he's just saying that you only have to keep aside two meals with challah, with chametz. Haga. U'medinus elo she'en ogen lechol matzah ashira. In our countries, in our Ashkenazic minhagim, where we don't have the minig to eat egg matzahs on Erev Pesach, kilakaman simen tuf samach beis if dalet b'haga, like the Ramah says there, yikayim suda shlishis b'mine peris. You should have suda shlishis still before the 10th hour, but afternoon. That's what he seems to be saying. And biyotze with peris or basa v'dagim, or with meat or fish, kidal el simen reish tzadik alef sif hey b'haga. The Mishnah Berurah talks about how what we do is we get up early and we have two meals in the morning before chatzos, before it becomes even asr ba'achila, and we would have the second and third meal of Shabbos both in the morning before the zman iser chametz ba'achila. And that's typically what we would do. And instead you have some kind of hefsek of a half an hour in between the two meals, go for a walk or something like that. I don't think we have the minute to do that. Although not late in the day. So there's different ways to get around, you know, how to have Sudah Shlishis. But the point that he's making is that even though you do the beer on Friday, you leave over some challahs, and he pointed out two meals worth rather than three, which may or may not be true depending on your minhag. But everything else you get rid of, and you do even your mevatel belibo on everything other than these things. Beis tov levar be'erev Shabbos kodem chatzos. Now, we're doing all of this beer, and even I think a bittel on Friday. You're doing them before chatzos, even though really it's not even Yud Dalet, it's not Erev Pesach, it's Yud Gimel. But still, you should still have the minhag to do it before chatzos, that you, kadesh lo yavo, litos b'shar shon levar acha chatzos, so that it doesn't become confusing, to a big tzibur, you should keep the same hours that you do every year, so that they don't confuse the next year where Erev Pesach is not on Shabbos, and they will also come to do the beer after Chatzos, after it's already Aser. Uviyom Shabbos Yivatlen, the Rama adds in, you should also do a bittel on Shabbos itself, and you're allowed to. Gimel, En Levashon Shabbos Zeh, Daisa V'chayotzi B'zeh. Do not prepare for those chametz meals that you're having this Shabbos morning, or I guess even Friday night. Don't prepare farina or oatmeal, any very sticky chametz, because you can't wash the plates or the pots that you use for them, because you're not going to be able, the whole heter of washing pots or washing plates on Shabbos is because you're going to use it again for the Shalosh Shudas Suda. But you can't, and you're going to use these plates again on Shabbos, but you're not going to be able to this Shabbos because these are chametz plates. And later in the day, afternoon, you're not going to be able to use these plates at all. So you're not allowed to wash them. So that's why you shouldn't have these sticky things that are not easily cleaned off, with your hands. Then osenbo pas hatznum v'kara. You also shouldn't make a bread that's very dried in its pot, in its plate. Haga v'im avar uvishel. But if you did make a sticky chametz, so what are you supposed to do? So now you have chametz in a pot, chametz on a plate stuck to it. V'amachal dovek bakteira v'ef shalakancha, and you can't wash it off. So he goes, yesh la'adichu ma'at la'aver ha'chametz. Wash it enough just to get the chametz off of these plates. You are allowed to do that rather than have real chametz. Of course, nowadays it's suggested that you use paper, and then it's not a problem at all. Dalet. Achash ochav b'shabbos zeh sudas shachris. After you ate the morning meal on this Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, yinar hamapash achluva. You should shake out the tablecloth from crumbs, the kanach hakaris betzbo, and then you should finger clean the plates from the chametz. V'yitbineim in ha'ayinim shar klei hachametz, and then pack them away dirty, not washed, with your other klei chametz. V'misha pas, if there's some bread left over, yocholitno le'en yehudi, you're allowed to give it to a goy. Amanash shelo lotzeis bo lirshus harabim. As long as you didn't say that he should take it home, where he's going to be carrying it through Rishus Rabbim, that you can't do. If it's not explicitly said, then you can, especially if he's going to be taking it to his house through streets that are nowadays not considered a Rishus Rabbim Daraisa, because you don't have 600,000 people passing through that, so where it would actually have the din of a kamas. So then for sure, as long as you didn't say it outright, you're allowed to do it. There are haram of a davar mud. If it's a small amount, and wink, wink, you're doing it. You're not saying beferish that he's going to take it home. Obviously, you can also get rid of this other ways. You can flush it down the toilet. One more. Imnisha chametz achash achlu. If there is some chametz after you ate it, and obviously, you don't have access to a guy. Mevatlo, you can just do a bittel. V'chofa alav kli ad matzah yamtav umavaro. If you did a full bittel, like you recognize this thing, I machshav it as nothing, and you really think it, and you really understand that this is nothing. So then you just put a kli onto it until matzah Shabbos, and matzah yamtav, so it'd be another day and a half. Umavaro, and then you can destroy it. We'll stop here. All right.